We'd like to call you Gene of Jesus.
Let's tune in as Evangelist Wonderbell takes you further.
You were born
into the Word
in a manger.
We're talking about rising to God's level of truth. We have given you some scripture on what we're talking about. We want you to know that the heart is what God looks at. And our heart has to be filled with the Word of God. And the only way that our heart can be filled with the Word of God is that we have to eat the bread of God daily. Eat the Word of God daily. And that Word, Jesus, was the living Word. When He came down here to live amongst us, He was the living bread that was sent from heaven. And every word that you see in the Bible, He brought it to us. And it is the living bread from God. So the Word is what we're supposed to eat every day of our life. We're supposed to eat. And what does that mean? We're supposed to be taking that Word of God, going through the Bible, and you can go through randomly if you want to, but it's actually supposed to be applied to your life and what you're going through during the course of a day. Your own personal life should be guided and coming through that Word of God. If you need strength, there's so many scriptures that says, the Lord is our strength. The Lord is our salvation. If everything that you need is in the Word of God, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Healing comes through the Word of God. By Jesus' stripes, we're healed. You see, all of this comes to play out of the Word of God. People need to know the Word of God. The church need to be very astute on the Word of God. Because if you're teaching, and if you're preaching, and if you're prophesying, you need to be full of the Word of God. So that what you give to others, it's going to come straight out of the Bible. It's not going to be your opinion. It's not going to be coming from what you think. It's not going to be from your stories of your life. It's going to be coming straight out of the Word of God. And this is how God intended for His church to live and how He intended for His church to preach and teach the Word of God. And this is what we're talking about. God reads heart mail. He does not look at our appearance. And you've got a scripture saying that man looks at the outward appearance. And that's how they judge people. Well, they're sloppy. Or they're nasty, or they don't have very much. Look at their clothes. No, God said man looks at the outward appearance, but He said, I look at the heart. So God is looking at the heart, and what comes out of the heart, He says, out of the abundance of what you have put down and placed in your heart, that's what your mouth is going to say. If you're a Christian and you've been living holy and righteous, and that's all you think about is holy and righteous living, then when somebody talk to you, well, you know God is good. Well, you know that I love the Lord. Do you understand that God wants us to be saved? God wants you to be saved. Are you saved? You know, this is what's going to come out of our mouth. Whatever we've put down in our heart is going to come out of our mouth. And you know how I know that? God said it. And guess what? There ain't but one liar, and that's Satan. And what God says is the truth. His word is truth. It's spirit and it's life. So saints of God, let's begin to govern ourselves as the church to what God is saying. You know, He is the truth. He is the spirit. And He is the life. You know, and we can see clearly, you know, God was before everything. And He clearly is the truth. And He is the Word. He is the truth. And the church need to recognize that. We need to stand on every word in the Bible as if it's God Himself. You know why we need to do that? Because every word is God Himself. And we keep referring you back to John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. We keep bringing you back to that. It's very important that you know that. The Word is God. So whenever you see something written in the Bible, it is God talking to you. And you need to pay attention. If you are a member of His church, not Reverend So-and-so's church, Bishop So-and-so's church, I'm not talking about those guys. I'm talking about if you're a member of God's church, the one that Jesus, all those disciples, He called all those disciples and told them to come on and walk with me, and I'll make you fishers of men. That's the church I'm talking about. The one that's supposed to be Christ-like, looking just like Christ. Not, I'm a Christian, and you do anything you feel like it, say anything you feel like, go any place you feel like, whether you know it's wrong or not. That's not who I'm talking to. I'm talking to the ones that's abiding by the Word of God, ones that's faithfully living according to the Word of God. That's the church I'm talking to. And we need to make sure that there's a difference between being a Christian and being Christ-like. Everybody's a Christian. If you ask the sinner on death row, I'm a Christian. Yeah, I'm a Christian. And he done killed somebody on death row. So see, everybody can't be Christians. You know, Jesus said one time, why are y'all calling me Lord, Lord, and you're not doing what I say? It's the same thing applies to you. That word didn't go nowhere. It's still in the Bible. Why are you calling me Lord, Lord, and you don't do what I say? You're not Christ-like. You're just doing what you want to say, and you picked out a name because you think that's the way to go. I'm a Christian. It takes more to be a Christian than just saying I'm a Christian. So saints of God, you know, it's sad to say and it's sad to see where the church is now. We have slid back, and we have taken back from the gospel, and now we're eating the fruits of our decisions, you know, or our indecisions as the church. We can't have our cake and we can't eat it too. That's an old saying. You can't have your cake and eat it too, meaning you can't hold on to your cake and eat it too. You can't hold on to it and eat it. You either have to put the cake down and, you know, cut it and then eat your piece, you know, or you're just going to hold on to it. You can't do but one or two things. You can put it down, cut your piece and eat it, or you can just hold on to it. Just hold it. You can't do both. Got it? You can't do both. So, church, let's try to get this. You can't hold on to the things that you want to hold on to and then open your hands and take something from God. Now, you got to take the whole loaf. The Bible says you got to eat the whole loaf. And that's what you're going to have to do. You're going to have to eat the whole loaf. And the whole Bible is full of God's Word. And that's what we have to eat daily. That's the way it is with the Word of God. You must hold on to it and never let it go. You know, you got to take part or place in any kind of wrongdoing. God is not divided. You either take the whole loaf, just like I said a few minutes ago, you take the whole loaf of bread, or you don't take nothing at all. God is a jealous God, and He's not going to have you running around there partnering with the world and leaving His work that He called you to do undone. It's just not going to happen that way. And that's the second point. We have gone over what the truth is, and we said that it is the Word of God. Now I want to let you know, and I want you to have a look at how powerful that your God is. See, See, this is another thing that we, when we're going through the trials and the tribulation, we don't know how to lean on God because we don't know Him. We know about Him. We have heard about Him, but we don't know Him. And that's the whole deal. That's why you have Christians just going under just like sinners. They're going through all kind of trials and all kind of tribulations. They want to knock people up against the head. They want to do all that stuff that the people are doing out there. They're slipping and tripping just like the people out there in the world. Why? You don't know your God. You don't know the power that God has. You're crumbling because you don't have enough money to pay your bills. Well, if you read the scripture, he said, give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measures, pressed down, shaken together, he's going to give it. It calls men to give into your bosom. He ain't even got to come from heaven to do that. He's going to call somebody down here on earth to take care of your bills and to take care of you when you start giving. And just like that woman, she gave all she had. It was a widow's mite. She gave all she had. But I bet you she wasn't broke. From then on, I bet you she wasn't broke. Because God says when you give, he'll cause people to give back to you. Good measures, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. That's what he said. Now, you either going to believe him or you going to believe your situation. You're going to be running around there tearing your hair out just like the people in the world. Trying to go case a bank or somebody to steal or carjack to take somebody's purse. You don't want to do that. Church folks don't do that. That's why we tell you get in the Word and stay there. That's how you're going to have good success. You know, when you stay in the Word day and night. Meditating on the Word of God, the things that you're looking for is going to come to pass, you know. So we want to look now at the power of your God. God is powerful, but how many Christians really know how powerful God is? We want to let you know that we serve a great, mighty God. When you know God, you can stand and you can go through every test, every trial, tribulations, every hard thing in life, you can go through when you know who God is. So, and again, I'm going to take you through some scriptures so you'll just know. And you need to take a pen or a pencil and you need to write these scriptures down so you'll have it for reference. We're going to read Matthew 22 and verse 29. And Jesus answered and said unto them, you do error, not knowing the scripture, and not doing the power of God. My saints of God, how many of you will actually really say you know the power of God? You may not never have experienced it, but have you read about the power of God? You know, it's imperative that we know the scriptures and the power of God. If you don't know, if you don't know scriptures, you can't know God, and you won't know His works. You won't know His word, because He and His word is the same. And if you don't know the scriptures, you ain't gonna know God. Hosea 4:6 says, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, because thou hast rejected knowledge. I will reject thee, that thou shalt be no more priest for me, seeing you have forgotten the law of God." See, I don't know if a lot of Christians even, if they even knew the law of God, or if they even know the law of God. You know, it's something that we just need to think about, and if we're in one of those predicaments, in those places, then we certainly need to begin to know God. And the only way you're going to know Him is you got to get in the Word of God. You know, and he said, and I will also forget. Not only is he going to forget you, but he said, I will also forget your children. Now, children are important to us. Our children are important to us. So I'm telling you,